I'm here to introduce him with a spoken word piece that I've written about his life to celebrate his 50 years in the music industry. And his 70th birthday. So this is a spoken word piece that I've written about his personal and public life that has taken him to this point in his career so far. And it goes like this. Donovan was born in a Glasgow tenement where a factory floor job seemed imminent. But for Donovan, this just was not meant to be. You see, when he was wee, a lot of time he spent on beaches with his family, Cares, Kellys and Leeches. But his life was not all peaches. When he was young, it stung him with the blow of polio. But while his legs ceased to grow, his mind was not to be left behind. And so his dad, Donald, begun to sow the seeds of poetry. And so, through piano playing, pedaling and paddling, he made a rare and full recovery and found that he had made a discovery about who it was he was meant to be, and began to model his Uncle Bill, who sang, and instilled in him the ability to play guitar, unaware that he was soon to be a star. But before we get that far, Don was moved afar, then to the suburbs of St. Albans, as Don's dad, Donald, followed the work provided by De Havilland. And so Don, de-rooted, became rootless. His future proves this. But maybe it was not just the move that drove him to this. But regardless of why he became baseless, he still chose to roam off to a southern cove, to busk and be a beatnik in a city far from windless. The stories of him and Gypsy Dave are endless. So right now, I will not go into this. But that's why they call him Mellow Yellow. Donovan made it on to the music scene in what would have been the early 60s, spotted in a bar from afar, playing solo on the guitar, destined to become a star. And so, as a pilgrim, on he did go, onto the Ready Steady Go show. Hey! For after watching others play solo, he would close the show. It was here he had his first delightful sight of meeting Linda, the love of his life. Yeah, they were meant to be man and wife. But for then, Linda had to take flight. When they were to meet again, Don would know that her insights had been right. But for then, Don continued with his plight to fight for the freedom of the up-and-coming generation. He was a sensation with his creation of Sunshine and Superman. But as his fame became extended, his life became upended, spinning out of control in a whirlwind of a hurricane. For him to catch the wind again would have been a flabbergasting thing. For him, his life began swirling faster and faster, way faster gales. He clung to the rails as his sails multiplied and amplified. He was sold out worldwide. His work was known global, filling the Hollywood Bowl as he unveiled record after record, which received colossal appraisal from the commercial industry. Perceived to be musically astonishing, astounding in his sounding, believed to be the discovery of the next Woody Guthrie. He'd been discovered, unleashed and uncovered, selling out cover to cover, but still he longed for Linda, his one and only lover. As his fame soared on, Don, the founder of Flower Power, moved on to Skye. No need to ask or wonder why. And by Enid, he did have two children, a son called Donovan, the second one was Iona Skye. But Don was too young, and still knew that Linda was the only one. So Iona and Donovan moved back to America with their mom, and Don prevailed with his stardom. From flight to flight, day and night he was flung. Everywhere he went he sung, from Birmingham to Kingdom Come, always on the run, his life spun out of orbit by the sun. His cosmic wheel wheeled on, but drink, drugs and rock and roll take their toll. So home he rolled, and just like that, Back into his life Linda strolled, to save him from his hellhole of hotels. Soon, there were wedding bells, and all was well. They settled down in Mexico, as coincidence would have it, an excellent place for the marijuana to grow. But hidey-ho, that's the way it goes. Dawn was stoned, and Linda he adored, and so the seeds of Estrella and Aurea were born. Linda was his Cinderella, and Dawn was her mellow yellow fella. Often, they'd pop down to say hello to Maharishi in his bungalow, where at least the pace of life was slow. But so you see, it needed to be, for he was on a spiritual inward journey to find some kind of explanation. Astrology and reincarnation became a fascination, but it must have been sensational, if not for Dawn, at least recreational, to sit under the tropical Indian celestial stars, and below them the stars, George Harrison and Dawn, broke out their guitars. In their journey, they seeked inner purity and an answer to their curiosity about what the true meaning of life could be. Because it was clear to see it was not to be found in society with democracy and the hypocrisy of bureaucracy. Successfully, they found a philosophy which they found to be useful till maturity. Through the times of sand, Don's always been a transcendental meditation man. He now resides in hearts and minds worldwide and still provides one positively marvelous, mystical, mysterious performance with a high stance of melody. And so you see, it pays to go by natural velocity.
Try and catch the wind. minutes of uncertainty. I wanna be in the warm room of your loving mind. For to feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. But I may as well try and catch. But I may as well try and catch. But I may as well try and catch the wind.
Last year, way up in Glasgow, where I was born, just like my cousin said, who was on to introduce me, Sarah, way up there in Glasgow, and I went, played 19 minutes every night, 33 concerts all the way down the islands of Britain in iconic halls that I played in before. So I come out of Glasgow, I did Dumfries, did Edinburgh, then Newcastle. Then I arrived at Scarborough. And you know Scarborough. Of course there's a song. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? It was a beautiful old theatre, 100 years old, right by the sea. And I came out late. And as the sea was rolling in, it was dark. And there was a young man sitting on the steps waiting for me. And he said, "You didn't sing the Alamo." And I said, "That's right, I didn't." And from that night on, I vowed on this world tour that I would dive deep in the first half of each concert into those two iconic albums in 1965. And they're very endearing to me, those songs, and I know they are to you. But from that night on, I will sing the Alamo, and here it comes. A 180 were challenged by Travis to die. A bit more vocal up here. By a line that he drew with a sword as a battle tonight. A man that crossed over, the line was for glory. He that was left better fly. And over the line crossed 107 tonight. Hey, up San Gianna, they're killing your soldiers below. So the rest of Texas will know. And remember the Alamo. Jim Bowie lay dying, his blood and his powder were dry. His life at the ready to take in a few in reply. Young Davy Crockett lay laughing and dying, the blood and the sweat in his eye. For Texas and freedom, a man was more willing to die. San Gianna, they're killing your soldiers below. So the rest of Texas will know. And remember the Alamo. A courier came to a buffet once bloody and loud, and he found on his skin and bones where he once left the crowd. Fear not, little darling of dying, if Texas be sovereign and free, we'll fight to the last for as long as liberty be. Hey, up San Gianna, they're killing your soldiers below. So the rest of Texas will know. Oh, yeah, yeah. come from a very old tradition. They used to call it the Celtic. But before the Celts came to the British Isles, we were called the Gaels, the Gaelic tradition of Ireland and Scotland and Wales. And you know all about it in the fairy tales and the myths and the legends of Arthur and Guinevere, Merlin, and the Knights of the Round Table. But the French came and cleaned those stories up. Before the French, they were known in Ireland as the tales of Finn MacCool and the Red Branch Knights. And these tales are very old, and we need fairy tales and myths and legends. Sure, it isn't a new movie that comes out every 6 months now, but it's not about myths and legends and fairy tales. And it certainly is needed in these difficult times. Myths and legends and fairy tales are not for kids. They're actually the world's human tales of the journey through life. And I found myself at 16 realizing where I come from, and songs started. And this song, in the guise of Guinevere, is a song about the ancient Gaelic goddess. From the Sunshine Superman album, Guinevere. Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace. The rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip, and so gently indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight. Such is the silence o'er royal Camelot. Oh, the jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal
skin tingles a little. And in the hands of a skillful poet like me, she did appear quite briefly over there, I think, around about there. I'm not kidding you. Myths and legends and fairy tales. On those two albums, the iconic ones from the 65, there is the album called Fairy Tales. And I ran into Sean Phillips, he was a Texan with a Scottish name, in London, and we made a duet on that fairy tale album. A duet that's never been surpassed, him on guitar, me singing and playing my guitar. But he also wrote songs. So diving deep down, moving ahead, and I have to tell you, you won't be more than 3 songs from one of my hit records tonight. But into the albums we must go, and this one in particular, I love, and I identify with this, as we do identify with myths and legends and fairy tales. This one, by Sean Phillips, on Fairy Tale album, The Little Tin Soldier. And I say, that's your job. But sometimes I take pity on them and I tell them this story. I was in Sundance Film Festival, 2 feet of snow outside. The town was full of songwriters, filmmakers, actors, actresses, TV commercial people, and especially music supervisors. Now these are the young men and women that look for songs that put in the movies and TV series and commercials. But BMI made a lunch for me then, and I was meeting some of the music supers. And at that lunch, there was a young man from New Jersey, and he leaned over to me and he said, "The reason why we love your music in our movies, Donovan, is because of its hopeful melancholy." Now that's not a bad description. Because immediately he said, after lunch, I started playing some Donovan songs, listening for that hopeful melancholy. And sure enough, it's the best description, because inside the Donovan song, there is this very silent, quiet melancholy, but weaving around the melancholy, rising like a spiral, is hope. And so, in Josie here, Josephine, I want you to see if you can detect and discover any hopeful melancholy in this song. It's got a chorus, and it starts with a chorus. And when you sing a Donovan chorus, by the way, your breathing is different. But see how you feel and hear how you sing. Josie, I won't fail you. I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance. The day is near. The meadows, they are bursting. The yellow corn lies in your hand. When the night comes, sorrow, as the tide of dawn slips on the land. Josie, I won't fail you, I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance, the day is near. My Josie looks child now, as she lies here on my breast. In the night I think about her, in the day I get no rest. Josie, I won't fail you, I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance. The day is near. I cut me a pine cone and I gave it to the river deep. It sailed me by your window where you lay so long in sleep. Josie looks a child now, as she lies here on my breast. In the night I think about her, in the day I get no rest. Josie, I won't fail you, I won't fail you.
Josie, I'm a failure. Give me one more chance. The day is near. I love you, darling Josie, and the trees are kind. They grow so tall. How come you came to love me when you didn't love me at all? Josie, I won't fail you. I won't fail you. Have no fear. Josie, I won't fail you. Give me one more chance. The day is near. Jennifer, Jennifer lives upon the hill. Jennifer, Jennifer sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Jennifer rides a doubled mare. Jennifer, Jennifer, lie look in your hair. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Jennifer, I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you, Jennifer, Jennifer, hair of golden flowers. Jennifer, Jennifer longs for what she loves. Do you like her? Yes, I do, sir. Would you love her if I could, sir? What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, 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 I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. You know, just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you, Jennifer, Jennifer lives upon the hill. Jennifer, Jennifer, sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, 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 Jennifer.
Bring that light up just a little bit. I want to tell them some story. In interviews that I've been doing, I've been reading. Donovan sometimes tells stories at his concerts. And often, I don't believe half of them myself. But what I have to tell you, when they ask me, what do you miss on those early days? I yawn a little bit. I don't really miss, but in a way there was a time when the singer-songwriters of my generation and I used to hang out. I mean, sitting like this, cross-legged. The reason why I'm doing the tour like this, often I've done tours like this, but the reason on the 50th is very simple. This is how all the songs were written, cross-legged, on the floor. It's true. at parties around each other's houses. And I'm talking about the Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks, the Who, the Hollies, the Animals. I mean, I hung out with all these songwriters in a very, very social sense up until 67, when fame grabbed us by the collar and dragged us into a future called super fame, which wasn't very comfortable for most of us. But of a time I tell you, in late 66, when the sun was shining, I was sitting cross-legged in my apartment and made a veil, and listen to this, impossible to imagine. The main road of Edgware Road going through London in late summer of 66 on a Sunday was empty. There was no cars, no people. You could hear the birds sing. And I was sitting quietly doing this, like I told you, cross-legged on my tatami mats, writing songs. And I had this wee tape recorder, a beautiful Swiss thing, called a Ewer, I think it was, and a microphone. Writing songs. You couldn't hear a word anywhere. No people were moving about that late summer. And then the doorbell rang. Ding, dong. So I get up, put the guitar down, open the door, and it's Paul McCartney. And he's standing there with a guitar around his neck. He's got the suit on, the same uniform he wears today. It's the black jacket, the black trousers, the white shirt, no tie. And he looks at me and he says, "What are you doing?" I say, "I'm writing songs. What are you doing?" "I'm writing songs too. Can I come in?" I said, "Yeah." So then he comes. He comes in, takes off the shoes, sits cross-legged on the floor, just like I'm doing. And I say to him, "What have you got?" And that's what we always do. He says, "I've got this." Olin Atunji, blowing his mind in the dark with a pipe full of clay. "What can you say, Olin Atunji?" And I said, "Who's Olin Atunji?" He said, "Oh, it's a bloke I'm reading in a book." And of course, that would become Eleanor Rigby. You see, any old words will do. When you've got the tune going, you stick the words on there and you see how it figures out. And then he said, "What have you got?" And I was going through a couple of the things I was working on. And the doorbell rings again. Ding dong. So I go to the door, open the door, and it's a very young English bobby, a young man policeman in his uniform, looking at me. Paul comes up, leans over my shoulder, and looks at the bobby too. The bobby looks at McCartney and says, "Oh, it's you, Mr. McCartney." Comes to full attention and salutes. So I turn to Paul and I say, "Is that how it is with you guys?" He said, "Yes, it is, Don. I'm afraid right now we're like royalty." Then we look at the policeman again. And this is the bit of the story that I don't believe at all. The copper says to Paul, "Well, Mr. McCartney, is that your car downstairs? An Aston Martin?" "Yeah, with one wheel on the pavement and the other three in the road." "Yeah, and the door open." "Yeah, and the radio playing." "Yeah." Then the copper looks at Paul and says, "If you give me the keys, Mr. McCartney, I'll park it for you." So Paul gives him the keys. We shut the door, cross-legged on the floor again, and the real reason why Paul comes round begins. He says, "You're the king of the kids' songs, Don. I've got a kid's song, and I'm missing one of the lines." I said, "Paul McCartney's missing one of the lines." "Sure, I know, round the corner he's got a flat. His little bijou house, I mean. And in there is a piano, beautiful. And I know if Paul fell on that piano, by the time he picked himself up, he'd have written three tunes." So, and then I remembered, there are holes in Beatles songs. And now and again, Ringo would put some words in. Big Mal Evans, the roadie, would do it. So I said, okay, what have you got? He said, well, it's like this. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. Of course, it's Yellow Submarine coming along. And then he said, I haven't got words for this bit, Don. La la la, la 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 la. Can you get something in there? I said, okay. I was a bit awestruck, of course. But then I said, give me a moment. I picked up my guitar, went in the bedroom and came back with this. Sky of blue and sea of green, in a yellow submarine. And Paul said, that'll do. Then the doorbell rang again. Ding dong. And so I went up to the, and Paul came too, and there was the policeman. And he looked at Paul, and he gave him the keys. Says, there's your keys, Mr. McCartney. Then Paul looks at him, looks at me, I look at Paul, we look at the copper, and the copper comes to full attention again, salutes, and is gone. And so, a sleepy Sunday in that late 66, when times were such that we could still hang out together, came to a sleepy close.
We are living in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Gypsy Dave and I were on the road, and I'm going to tell you a story of the adventures of Gypsy and Dave and I in the second part. But all my singles were different. And as we come to this part of the show, I got to say that down to the Caribbean we would go, and so did Paul and many others, and we'd bring back a song. How could we not, down there in the magic islands of the Caribbean? And I brought back There Is a Mountain.
There's no mountain, then there is. First thing is a mountain, then there is no mountain, can you see? First thing is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First thing is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. The lock upon my garden gates, still that's what it is. Yeah, lock upon my garden gates, still that's what it is. First is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Now your turn. Still, that's what it is. The lock upon my garden gates. Still, that's what it is. Yeah, man. First thing is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First thing is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Oh, Juanita. To see us in light on yonder hillside. Oh yeah, man. First is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Now your turn. First is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Then there is. Come on now. First is a mountain, then there
mountain, then there is the lock upon my garden gates. A snail, that's what it is. The lock upon my garden gates. A snail, that's what it is. Cutting in the shady skin to find that butterfly within. Caterpillar shelly skin to find that butterfly within. Yeah, first it's a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First it's a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. It's from the very first album, but I've always loved it. It's got my name in the title. But we're going to take a break in a minute, but after this song. But I have to say, the city, the people, the land, the feeling, the vibe, the history of this place features very strongly in my history, in my journey, and my quest. And I want to say, I was looking forward to coming to play for you, and I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Swiftly through the sky, the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. Laugh and love the whole day through, and have that summer's night. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. Stop complaining, said the farmer. Who told you what had to be? Why can't you have wings to fly with, like that swallow so proud and free? How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. Laugh and love the whole day, and half this summer's night. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, 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 Donna. Donna, Donna, Donna. Easily bound and slaughtered, never knowing the reason why. He who ever treasures freedom, like that swallow, has learned to fly. How the winds are laughing, they laugh with all their might. Laugh and love the whole day through, and half a summer's night. Donna, 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 Donna.
See you in 2 minutes.
And it was the songs that the women sang that were written by women,
hundreds of years ago, there's a tradition in Scotland and Ireland and Wales. Women wrote songs, and they stood up and they understood their position as being threatened many times. And one song in particular, I think it was my Aunt Margaret that sang it. I imagine I'm 24-year-old, noble young woman, 400 or 500 years ago in Scotland, married to a boy who is too young. The trees, they do grow high, the leaves, they do grow green. Many's the time, my love, I've seen. Many the hour, I watched him all alone. He's young, but he's daily growing. One day while I was walking on my father's castle wall, I saw all the boys a-playing with a ball. My angel love was the flower of them all. He's young, but he's daily growing. Father, dear father, you've done to me great wrong. You've married me to a boy who is too young. I'm 12, he is but 14. He's young, but he's daily growing. Daughter, dear daughter, you've done to you no wrong. I've married you to a great lord's son. He'll make a lord for you to wait upon. He's young, but he's daily growing. Father, dear father, if you see fit, I'll send him to college for 1 year yet. I'll tie blue ribbons all around his head to let the maidens know that he's married. The trees they do grow high, the leaves they do grow green. Many's the time, my love, I've seen. Many the hour, I watched him all alone. He's young, but he's daily growing. He was a married man. The age of 15, the father of a son. The age of 16, the grass grew over him. Cruel death soon put an end to his growing. Growing. The trees, they do grow high, the leaves I do grow green. Many's a time, my love, I've seen. Many the hour, I watched him all alone. He's young, but he's daily growing. Thank you.
Picture yourself on a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Me too, with this single. All my singles were different. This more so than any.
Color in the sky, brush and clay. Color fleece changes.
Take those effects out.
Scarlet, please change us, yeah. Crimson ball sinks from fear.
La 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 66 and 67 was full colour. 64 and 65 were in black and white. Bring me one of those bottles of water, would you? Gypsy Dave and I and the Adventures of. In 64 and 65, it definitely was black and white. In 66 and 67, it went into full colour. And I wonder why. But I've got to imagine, and when I do go around the world on this tour, I do imagine what actually happened. Gypsy Dave and I, we met in a jazz club. And he looked to me and I looked to him. We were 16 years old. And he said, the human race, mentally ill, right? I said, yeah. How do we know? He said. I said, okay. Two world wars? Yeah. And he said, a depression? I said, yeah. Then I said, the systematic destruction of the ecosystem? He said, yeah. And then almost together we said, is that the act of the most advanced species on the planet? We looked at each other and said, no. And immediately, mental illness. It's a trauma. It's a psychosis. It's so big, they don't even know they're doing it. So Gypsy Dave and I got ready to head for the nearest bohemian community, where all the music, all the philosophy, all the books, all the older bohemians who could tell us what they'd been thinking. We headed for the beaches of Cornwall. All the way down there at 17, sleeping on the beaches, plotting how to invade popular culture with a Bohemian manifesto. I'm not kidding you, it was all intended. All your beatnik poets up here, they wanted to do it with jazz and poetry. No, it was going to happen in a much larger scale, and Gypsy Dave and I knew the direction. Soon was on TV, had a hit record. But when we did gigs, and you won't believe this, the Kinks, the Hoot, the Hollies, the Walker Brothers, do you remember the Walker Brothers? Two American guys. The Hollies, the Kinks, the Hoot, the Beatles, the Stones, everybody, we all played two songs in concerts, which weren't concerts. And Gypsy Dave and I were headed for a pier in Blackpool. The one summer of 65. On the pier, all the way down, 200 screaming girls. Down the end of the pier, a beautiful old Edwardian theatre. And we were headed there on a train all the way down, went to the bed and breakfast, checked in our bags, got in the taxi, down to the fairground, had some fish and chips. It's all in black and white, I'm asking you to imagine this. We get in the taxi down to the pier. So there's a taxi in front of us. It's the taxi with the Walker Brothers. Because on the bill is Donovan, the Holly, the Who, the Walker Brothers, the Swingin' Blue Jeans, a comedian, and a ventriloquist. I'm not kidding you. This is how it was. This is rock and roll in 65. So we're in the taxi, and in front of us, there's the taxi with the Walker Brothers. We saw them. And on the pier, the 200 screaming girls, and the theatre at the end, okay? It's daytime, and there's two pier policemen, jolly guys, in rubberized coats with the peaked cap, and the name of the pier around the hat, and they've got a big box. Now, this box must be about, I don't know, 6 feet square, with wheels. And they push the box up to the taxi the Walker Brothers are in. Gypsy and I are going. So, the taxi doors get opened. The doors to the box get open, and the two pier policemen say to the Walker Brothers, all right, lads, in the box. And in they go. Shut the doors. The two policemen push the box down through the 200 screaming girls to the theatre. And of course, the girls are on the box immediately. So Gypsy and I are laughing. And Gyp says, we're next. So the car comes up, and the two pier policemen bring the box up, Open the taxi doors.
All right, lads, in the box.
And Gypsy and I are laughing. In we go. The door gets shut. And as the box starts moving, we see there are holes drilled around the box so we can breathe. And all the little girls' fingers are in there. And the box goes down the pier.
We get
to the theatre. The doors open. The theatre doors open. We're in. We're laughing. We go to the dressing room. Gypsy rolls up a nice English joint. Later, Graham Nash, who was still with the Hollies then, told me later, we were there, all rested in our suits, in our Holly suits, looking down the corridor and saying to each other, darling, there's that naughty Gypsy Dave and Donovan smoking that stuff. We could smell it coming along the corridor. Anyway, Graham Nash, that all was to change much later. But the bands in those days, all in suits, of course, drank alcohol and ate amphetamine. But soon that would change. But Gypsy and I, after having a smoke, I got on stage and started catching wind. And this is the bit I don't believe in this story at all. As soon as I start playing, I can't hear the music, and a drop of water hits me in the left eye. I look up and say, my God, it must be raining outside. Continue. Then another drop of water hits me in this eye. It says, really must be a hole in the roof. I look at Chip. Chip's off in the wings and he's going, this is play. So I continue playing. And then a real hard jet hits me in this eye again. And I look down into the orchestra pit. And there's Roger Daltrey and Keith Moon of The Who with bloody plastic water pistols. So, afterwards, we're in the dressing room, all the other guys have gone, and Gypsy and I are on our own, and there's about 70 kids, girls, and a few boys still on the pier. No pier policeman, no box, and the sun's gone down, and it's getting dark. And Gypsy says, all right, here's the plan. When I tell you, Don, we jump out of the dressing room, in, onto the pier, and foot it. And as the beach gets closer and closer, Don, I'll tell you when, we'll jump off the pier, under the sand. Girls won't even know where we've gone. Sounds like a good plan, Jeff. Right, I said, ready? I said, yeah, okay. Boom, we're on the pier. Boom, 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 footing it away. And the girls are trying to catch us. Boom, boom, boom. At one point, halfway down the pier, Gypsy stops. I said, what have you stopped for? He said, maybe we should let them catch us. He said, there's some pretty girls there. I said, Jip, some of them have got scissors in their hands. So, yeah, right, keep going. Boom, 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 boom. The beach gets closer and closer. And then Jip says, jump. And over we go. Boof. And it's dark, remember. I said, sitting in the sand there. He said, right, well, let's hoof it, I said. On the prom all the way to the B&B. Gypsy's sitting there still. I said, what are you sitting there for? He said, I've dropped a little bit of hashish. I said, you'll never find it. He says, I will. Go on, pull up. And I'm on the prom, and it's dark, but it's fresh, and we can hear the girls are quite far behind now, and I've lost them. Boom, boom, boom. The sea's rolling in on the big pebbles. And all along the prom, these little shelters, when it's sunny, you can sit in, and every now and again, a urinal if you want to piss. So I'm freely running along, feeling great, and then I realise there's somebody running beside me, and I ain't you. And it's a young man, and he grabs me by the arm and pulls me into one of the urinals. And I needed to piss at that time, so did he. So I'm sitting there, standing there, and watering the siphoning the python, as they say. And I look around at this guy, and it's Herman's Hermit, it's Peter Noon. And he says, hello, Don, I'm running for my gig across town too. And he says, we'll go to Billy Fury's bed and breakfast, he's running from his gig as well. It's like a comedy, this. this situation then. So we go to Billy Fury's Bed and Breakfast. And there's Billy Fury. Now, he's a British rock and roller with a pink jacket, lime green trousers and blue suede shoes. Gorgeous looking guy. And he's sitting down with a little old lady in his B&B having a cup of tea. So we sit down. So there's Peter Moon, Donovan, Billy Fury, and three cups of tea. This is rock and roll in the summer of 1965. Then Gypsy walks in. I say, how do you know I was here? He said, I've got my waist on. And now he's got a cup of tea. And at one point, during our tea party, Gypsy leans over to me and says, I found a little bit of ash. That's it. But soon, after the 60s went full colour, John Paul, George and Ringo and I, Gypsy Day, found ourselves headed out for India to see if the books that we found from Bohemia were really true, that it's possible that the human race and the mental illness and the great disaster of the future could be turned aside with meditation and a mantra, and teach the children of the future about unity and save this little planet from destruction. And while I was in India, I finished this song called The Hurdy Gurdy Man. Thrilled like a star in my fast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing the songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy geese. Hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy geese. Histories of ages past, unenlightened, the shadows cast, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing the songs of love. Here comes the hurdy-gurdy man and he's singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurd While I've been here, George Harrison, he wrote a verse from the song, and it goes like this. When truth gets buried deep beneath a thousand years of sleep, time demands a turnaround, and once again the truth is found. Yeah, George. Awakening a healthy, girly man who comes singing the songs of love. Yeah, the healthy, girly man and singing the songs of love.
The Beatles are hurdy-gurdy men. They come and sing them the song of love. Mary, she's a hurdy-gurdy man. Come singing the songs of love. I am the hurdy-gurdy man. Come singing the songs of love.
She'll tell you the story herself. I want you to welcome on stage the songwriter, Louise Goffin.
Give us a light there. Bring the red. Come on.
She's going to tell you the story herself.
So I'm in New York, and I'm walking down the street, and I see this chap, and I go, that looks a lot like Donovan. And I was dared by my friend, I said, well, go ask him. I'm not going to ask him. But I thought, all right, I'll do it. I'm dared. I said, does anyone ever tell you you look like Donovan? He says, well, actually, all the time.
He says,
I am, actually. And I told him I was a songwriter. And he says, well, I'm going to be playing Carnegie Hall. You fancy coming over and sitting in with me? So I did.
Yeah, man, and we were on the stage at the Carnegie. I couldn't believe it. And we kind of got on quite well with a couple of songs. And, well, should we sing one now?
Yeah.
One of mine, actually. She suggested one of hers we sing, and I suggested one of mine. So, Matt, and the lights there, come down to a moody blue. Yeah, let's try blue. So this is Young Girl Blues.
It's Saturday night. It feels like a Sunday in some way. If you had any sense, you'd maybe go away for a few days. Be that as it may, she can only say she is lonely. You are but a cool girl, and you're working through the phonies. High heels, car wheels, all the losers are grooving.
Away in the midnight. so wild. I would like to maybe go a bit soon. Just closing my eyes, if I am to rise up before noon.
This one is particularly delightful, I find. And what's it called?
Here Where You Are Loved.
Okay, you can give us, I think, the red cover for this one.
Come. There will always be a yesterday craving your attention, but right here in the sun, here where you are loved.
I said, Jimmy, all the Zep songs, right? All written on acoustic guitar or piano. Yeah. I said, how do I know that? He said, well, because you can't have a full rock band set up in your parlor. All the songs came from like that. But let me introduce you to my guitar. Her name is Kelly. She's an Irish girl. She certainly is. This Irish girl is called with a lady's name. Now, why do guitars have ladies' names? Now, I used to think it was because of the pear shape. Also, you can hold a guitar quite close. Can't do that with a piano. You can also take a guitar to bed. And I remember Linda, oh, by the way, the Sunshine Supergirl is here tonight. Somewhere. Yes, she is. Came to California especially. And one night in the cottage in Hertfordshire, in the woods, I was writing a song on the carpet. Linda was asleep in the big brass bed. And I hadn't quite finished it. It was quite late. So I slipped into bed with the guitar, my guitar then, not this one. And Linda woke up and said, "Get her out of this bed. Finish the song on the carpet." And so why do guitars have ladies' names? Why? We're at a party in the east coast of Ireland, overlooking the ocean at Gordon's house, and the actor Woody Harrelson was there. And I was driving Woody around, and I forgot why. I remember now, he was over there to do a fundraiser soccer match in England, and he actually got the only goal. So Woody was there at the party, and we're all talking and playing guitar, just like what Louise and I were doing. And we're talking about this, why do guitars have ladies' names? And a friend of ours, she stood up, and she's a funny lady from England, living in Ireland, her name was Fran, and she said, "I know why guitars have ladies' names." So the whole party stopped chattering, and I said, "Okay, Lou, tell us, what is it, Fran?" She listened till there was silence and said, "Guitars have ladies' names because there's always strings attached." Oh yeah. And so, I'm going to play some of those strings right now. A particular song requested by a friend of mine who lives here in Berkeley. It can't be any more apt than this, in this city. Because when I met Irma Cass and the Mamas and the Papas, I wrote this song, but I also was a great fan in those early days, and still am, if they would only get together again, called the Jefferson Airplane. This is called the Fat Angel. Here we'll bring happiness in a pipe, here right away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Jefferson Airplane, get you there on time.
Their own time.
fly Jefferson Airplane and grace me.
Well, here's a single, and all my singles were different, and this one more so than ever. This is called La Leña. When the sun goes to bed, that's the time you raise up your head. That's your lot in life, La Leña. I can blame you. Aren't you tired? Oh, so la-di-da. Can your part get much sadder? That's your lot in life, La-Lania. I can blame you, La-Lania. Run your hand lot in life, La Leña. I can bring you, La Leña. Came to a fulfillment, but we'll always remember Jip and I. He's out in Thailand now, actually, right now. When we hitchhiked away, this is from the fairy tale album. We stayed in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. Who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare not to say I'm too young. I'm going to try by the sun. We slept in the derelict building, and when he thought I was asleep, he laid his poor coat round my shoulder and shivered beside me in a heap. Who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young. I'm going to try for the sun. Oh, mirror, mirror, hang
happening in the sky. Won't you look down, what's happening here below? I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. Who's going to be the one to say it was no good, what with a hitchhack? I dare among to say I'm too young. I'm going to try for the sun. It's Sunshine Superman! Such to see.
when I look in my window. So many different people to be. That it's strange. So strange. Come on, witches. You've got to pick up every stitch.
After lunch, the captain took me to the front secretly. He said, "I'm the universal sailor, but I've always wanted to tell you something." I said, "What?" "It doesn't work." I said, "What doesn't work?" He said, "Smoking banana skins." Of course, Gypsy and I had heard about this. I said, "I know, Captain, it doesn't work, but institutions tried it. Hundreds of thousands of people of all walks of life tried it. Took the banana skins, cooked them in the oven, dried them, rolled them, smoked them, and guess what? It doesn't work." "But I'm in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the small baby one, many years ago. I don't mean recently, when it was a baby Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I was in there signing a book called the Psychedelic Rock Book." Who would have thought? Psychedelic Rock Book. "And there was a big line of people. Best wishes, Donovan. Hey man, Donovan." Sitting next to me was Country Joe McDonald. He was sitting with his black jacket on. And as we were signing and he was signing, He leaned over to me and he said,
"Hey man, it was me."
I said, "What do you mean, Joe?"
"It was me, man. The mellow yellow shit, man, smoking the banana."
I said, "Joe, after we finish here, you're coming with me." So we finished signing. I grabbed him, took him to a small room in the old Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, locked the door, sat him down, said, "Okay, Joe, give."
So he said, "Okay, man." It was 1966, and we want to put the whole band on a truck. And we're going to drive around Haight-Ashbury and the whole city, man, playing and advertising our gig that weekend.
I said, "Yeah, Joe."
But my girlfriend, she was in PR, so she said, "Let's go down to this old carnival bar."
I said, "Yeah, Joe."
He said, "Man, there was this giant banana." So we put the banana on the truck.
I said, "Okay, what happened next?"
Well, just as we were pulling away, my girlfriend said,
"I got another idea."
I said, "What's that, darling?" "We're gonna tell the local radio stations in San Francisco that you can get high smoking bananas. The skins, that is."
I said, "But then what happened?"
He said, "Well, man, that prank would have lasted one weekend. But that Friday, you released Mellow Yellow."
Thank you, Joe. All about this song.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. You know this song? I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. What's my name? They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad.
Oh yeah, let me hear that again.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
won't stop singing, or I like it.
They call me Yellow.
And as you sing, yeah, sing.
They call me Yellow.
Thank you for coming to my 50th anniversary concert. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
I didn't sing all the songs, but Mellow Yellow. Oh yeah.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow.
Below the ocean.